You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
There's a lot going on here.
There really was. Mike Brown, the texter's just all over it. Here's one. I'm a sports radio junkie. That's one of the best interviews I've ever heard on the radio. I didn't know I needed more Mike Brown in my life. Just catching up on Mike Brown. Brilliant. The bearsometer just kept spinning, says the texter. What a joy. Here's a big question. Mark Grody, you give out bears a certain number for each person. How many bears does Mike Brown get now?
I got to tell you, this might be an unprecedented moment here. What's about to happen? Mike Brown, like... The fact that he's a bear through and through, and he knows he's a bear and loves the Bears and lives it the way we live it. He's not from here, but he talks like a guy who's from here.
He had relatives in Arlington Heights.
Relatives,
he was a Jordan fan when he got here.
Right. Like to accept Chicago and to embrace and love Chicago the way he has. 10 bears.
Oh.
This
wow.
is a big moment right
wow.
here. This is a,
he's a stud.
It's a 10 bear moment, and I have to tell you, this is very emotional for me. It takes a lot out of me to do what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Because he's not from here, but the way he spoke during the, and folks, go back and listen on the Odyssey app. He is you. He is Chicago,
yeah.
and he's damn proud of 10 Bears.
That's meaningful.
Bears.
That's meaningful. First team All-Pro in 2001. Those back-to-back walk-off pick sixes.
San Francisco and Cleveland, and then later on, he was one of the blockers in the Keith Trailer, rumbling, stumbling, 67. Like, he's right there.
Seriously, in terms of, like, things you want from a radio interview, it's the old friend... In a good vibe with a great laugh, it is the guy giving you the realness on the men that he played with and worked with, the connectivity that he takes into his adulthood and middle age as a dad and as a man. It's some of the X's and O's about how football is a war of attrition and you lose people and you gotta play with whoever's there. And it's the absurdity of the pudding. It's
yes.
it's the joy yeah. of putting conversation. And for yeah. me, what I'll remember and take away forever is the image of Olin Krutz hurting you with a spoonful of pudding. Like, do you know how strong you have to be to hurt somebody
oh, yeah.
with pudding?
And I can see it.
I mean, because I don't know about you. I didn't picture the spoon even being involved. It's the spoon, and then it's flicked.
Right, the flick.
The pudding itself is flicked. It's the pudding that does the damage.
Right, right.
Anybody can hurt you with a spoon.
I mean, that sounds pretty dangerous, man. I mean, you could really hurt somebody like that. So I'm glad we didn't know about that then. I mean, that would have been something we would have gone after, I think, back in the day. You know?
Oh,
can't be doing
God.
That. I mean, you might have blinded somebody. Might have taken his eye out, Olin.
That's
I don't know.
That's a great get by Shane Reardon. And we're going to send him rice pudding. We got to get an address.
Yeah, you were very worried about that, right? After Spiegs, it's like, got it. Seriously, got to get that pudding out to Mike Brown. But that was another one of those interviews too, where we could have probably gone. Like there was another 30 minutes.
Oh yes.
There. But maybe I mean it was like probably just perfect the way we left.
The big takeaway: 10 bears. And as the texter says, Mike Brown's stepfather has imbued him with as yet undetected bears.
Oh, undetected. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But you found him.
Undetected bears.
It is Spiegel.
He was
Holmes.
Pumped about it. I texted him right after. He's like, "Hey, let's do that more next year."
Oh, I thought you talked about the. Did you tell him about the 10 bears?
Yeah, I did.
We had
a 40-minute conversation just, about it. Yeah.
Real quick, you know, like we know a lot of these guys now that played on like that 06 team, the Super Bowl team, and they live in the shadow of that 85 team. But all these guys that we've gotten to know over the years,
incredible.
From Olin to Lance, Peanut, Mike, Pat, all these guys, they're just the best.
They really are.
Nah, forget Pat.
Yeah,
they really are.
And low key, haven't they kind of taken over the 85 Bear presence? I mean, in terms of the media, and I mean, like,
yeah,
in like exposure, and neither is like at a height now, but
yeah,
I would say that actually happened.
I think we are the living generation of Bears fans that have crossed over into that, my friend.
That is right, 10 Bears.
We are going to talk about the Cubs, and we're going to talk about finances because it underpins every Cubs conversation, and I think, frankly, ownership did a pretty terrible job of putting it in context. And let's see if we can fill out some context and if it makes it any more palatable or not where the Cubs are in MLB. We'll do that next on The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.